It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
And hello and welcome to this wonderful weekend show. It is Explore Fairbanks. I'm your host, Bill Wright, the Director of Tourism and Meeting Sales at Explore Fairbanks. And joining me is my co-host, Casey Gillum, our Director of Communications. Let me turn you right on. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. Good afternoon, Bill.
Finally there. Yes. Good afternoon. And we have maybe we could call it an insular show and a guest today. This is going to be all about meetings and conventions and the things that surround it, the economic impact it has on the community. This will be great for our listeners to learn. Maybe those folks that have even attended local meetings, maybe they don't know what all goes into them. So we have an expert in the room with us today, and that is our manager. Jesse, I think what you'll say, I'll introduce Jesse Pfeffer as our guest, and then you can say your title because it's a long one. I might run out of breath.
Yeah. So my title there at Explore Fairbanks is the Manager of Meetings and Convention Sales and Services. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. Yeah. You have three cards, right, to cover all those.
Just about.
Title
it folds
names.
Out a few times.
Yeah. we do want to thank you, Jesse, for joining us. And our goal here is, like I mentioned, is to talk about meetings and conventions. And I'm going to let Casey go ahead and answer the first question. But before we get asked the first question, but before we get started, I do want to say thank you to our sponsor, Rod's Alaskan Guide Service, for sponsoring this month. We cannot do this show without our sponsors. They do it all on their own, and we just come along for the ride. And we get a chance to talk to the wonderful citizens and people of Fairbanks and listeners that are out there. So take it away, Casey.
All right. Thanks, Bill. So, Jesse, you gave us your awesome long title there, but I think it's an important one and it's an important part of what we do at Explore Fairbanks. But give us a little background on you. Tell us and the listeners a little bit about your visitor industry journey and how you eventually arrived at Explore Fairbanks as the meeting and convention sales and services manager, which I think is worded differently than how you said it.
It's all the same. But yeah, thanks. And yeah, guys, I'm glad to be here. So to answer the question, so realized not too long ago that I've been in this industry for approaching 20 years, actually. So in the visitor and hospitality industry. And I started like many of my colleagues started. I started at Fountainhead Hotels. So I was a front desk clerk at Sophie Station Suites right out of high school. As I was evaluating kind of the direction of my career, I was studying music performance at the time. But I knew that I really enjoyed people and working with people and really wanted my career to kind of take that trajectory. So this led me to consider a career in social work and crisis management. And while working towards that degree, I had been working in the Alaskan hotels and restaurants all throughout that time and really developing those relationships. I was kind of moving up into management roles. And so then I pivoted towards the career in hotel management because I realized I already had everything I was looking for in a career. I really enjoyed the people aspect and working with folks every day. And thankfully, in the tourism industry, usually not on their worst day, as in social services. So eventually I moved through hotel operations and sales and marketing, hotel properties here in town with the relationships that I established along the way. It made a great fit to sell Fairbanks as a destination for meetings and conventions.
Right. And it's always great to have someone who's kind of grown up through the industry, a grown up. I'm here in the room, listeners, with some young folks. So I do always want to point that out, that it's great to see generations of commitment and support of the tourism industry in Fairbanks and the visitor industry. And Jesse, you're a good example of why young folks need to pay attention about, you know, what their opportunities are here that you can do right here in Fairbanks.
Oh, absolutely.
You can be, find a wonderful career that's a perfect fit for your skill sets. You don't have to go out of town. You know, you can start here. And our industry has many, many opportunities for that. And I know you've even employed some folks like that because you've been supervisor
absolutely.
And so now manager of meetings and conventions, I would be curious to know what kind of strategies you have employed. Now, in your role as the Meetings and Convention Sales and Services Manager, what strategies have you been able to use to successfully attract and secure meetings in the time that you've been here?
Well, sure. So I've been working on that in a couple different levels. Unfortunately, the pandemic, of course, has led to a lot of employee turnover in this and, of course, many other sectors. So it's been pretty interesting reestablishing those connections here in Fairbanks with corporate meeting planners through our larger organizations like UAF, TCC, FNA, other tribal native organizations, local sports groups, Foundation Health, and others. Who may not still be aware of the free services that we offer at Explore Fairbanks for meeting planners.
Sure.
Yeah. And then also, let's see. I lost my train of thought.
No, that's okay. But we are coming out of a tough time. We're in a kind of a post-pandemic world now, but we know how pretty much meetings were shut down. And there are even still some organizations years after that haven't quite gotten back to their habit because of things like, the ability to Zoom people in, mm-hmm. Electronics and so on. So having those more virtual meetings has kind of filled a gap for a little bit here. But as you add more opportunities and look out across the landscape mm-hmm. About what's going on there, what can set Fairbanks apart from other destinations? What would be something that would make Fairbanks stand out to meeting planners and people that choose to have meetings?
Well, certainly the Golden Heart service that we bring to the table from definitely at Explore Fairbanks. I'm kind of unique to other folks in my role where...
You kind of do it all.
You kind of do it all. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very hands-on how we approach the process. So we're helping meeting planners both here locally in Fairbanks and on outside along the western states. Helping them every step of the way, hands-on process. And then really selling Fairbanks, especially to outside meeting planners, as a destination.
It's not just a facility.
Exactly. Yeah.
In the middle of who knows where.
Certainly. It's special because of the Alaska being the bucket list destination.
Sure. And people can do a work vacation.
Exactly. The workcation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So especially outside meeting planners, they're often blown away by that service. And so sometimes Alaska can feel a little bit outside of their radar. We're definitely putting Fairbanks on the map for them and creating new business opportunity in Fairbanks.
Excellent. Sorry, Bill. No. So you mentioned outside.
Oh, yes.
Using air quotes that nobody can see here. Outside meeting planners.
Sure.
So we're talking about people who don't live in Alaska. Mm-hmm. So they're hosting their organizational meetings here in Fairbanks or interested in. How do you identify and find and target some of those meeting planner clients from other locations?
Sure.
Where do they come from? How and what markets do you find are working well for us?
So one of my approaches to meeting sales is definitely opening up the sales process. So we're going on sales missions to various points in with various organizations in the western states and really making those connections. And then so to answer your question there about how kind of identifying and targeting, really my top priority is education and training. So I find that meeting planners, both local and outside, air quotes, they don't know what they don't know. So they don't know to ask the right questions or even what process to take. So here in Fairbanks, meeting and event planning can often be an administrative clerk's responsibility. So they might not be an actual meeting planner necessarily, but they have that role. And they may be unaware of the services, again, that we can offer, as well as, assisting that process from beginning to end, as involved as they want us to be, of course. So whether that be planning and arranging hotel room block reservations and different things like that. So, yeah.
And then the other side of meetings, as we've seen demonstrated over the last few months, is that occasionally Explore Fairbanks as an organization holds meetings and hosts conventions right here in the Golden Heart City. And some of the reasons and motivations behind that will become evident as I mentioned some of the most recent ones. The Western Chapter of the Society of American Travel Writers in 2022, the North American Travel Journalists Association in last May, and most recently the Alaska Travel Industry Association's annual convention held right here in Fairbanks. And that one rotates around the state, but it was our turn to have it in Fairbanks. Those meetings, Casey, since you have been involved on the first two for sure, because they were travel journalists, and that's your area in public relations and advertising in the communications department, tell us about what that entails when Explore Fairbanks hosts a meeting here, and how do we execute that?
Yeah, so those are interesting associations because the Society of American Travel Writers, or SATW, actually approached us about hosting that meeting here in Fairbanks, and our team gathered and figured out that it was something that we could do in a time frame that worked for us and our hotelier partners and having space available. And so we invited that group to Fairbanks. It was about 45 people, most of them travel writers, which is, of course, a boon for us because then they go back and they write stories that appear in publications or online, and most of them were publishing, you know, social media while they were here in town. So that was a really fun one to do. And then the North American Travel Journalists Association, or NATJA, we actually went through a bid process where we submitted a packet to them. They were looking for somebody to host their conference, and we submitted a bid and said, here's what we can offer you, here's the services we can provide, and lo and behold, we won that bid. Now, when it comes to planning, where we're actually the host organization, we planned everything from where their meeting was going to be held to their activities, their transportation in some instances, and really helping with the organization, so the SATW or the NATJA organization, to make sure that their conference here on the ground was as successful as it possibly could be.
And to that end, for all intents and purposes, it ends up being an in-house meeting planner.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jesse said that sometimes it falls to an administrative assistant or something like that. A lot of both of those fell into my parameters because they were travel journalists and that's my department. But I had a huge support team working both in the tourism meeting sales department, but also the rest of our communications department, to our admin. I mean, everybody stepped up and really helped with some aspect of the conference to make sure that it was a success.
Right. And it had some specific kind of features that wouldn't necessarily be in other meetings, like really showcasing the destination and the different partners and activities and attractions that we have.
Yeah, with these travel writer conferences, that's one of the big features of them, is getting the journalists and the media out into the community so that they can go back and write stories. So, for instance, we took everybody to Denali for a day. We sent some people above the Arctic Circle. We sent some people down to Black Rapids Lodge. So really, you know, give as many of them a full scope of our region that we represent as possible.
Right. That's outstanding. And I think that goes back to what you were saying, Jesse, about mm-hmm. your approach to meetings and convention sales, is that our unique selling proposition is our hands-on, our involvement.
Certainly.
You know, we're not just going to turn you over to, and we can scale it, of course. You know, if you, mm-hmm. if you know what you're doing and you've got a whole team and you want to do it your way, that's great. But if there's help needed, we can offer those services. That's the services part of your department.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a break here, our typical break, where we have our sponsor get a chance to tell you all about their product. And our sponsor for this month is Rod's Alaskan Guide Service. And we want to thank them for, and if you haven't heard the episode of this very show, Explore Fairbanks, which is what you're listening to, then you would do yourself a favor and go to the archives of KFAR, and you will find that episode, and you'll be able to hear a very famous moose call that Rod is known for, Rodney's known for. But let's take that break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about meetings and convention sales, and maybe more about how we work with our partners and other stakeholders in the community when it comes to hosting local meetings. So we will be back.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
Escape into the wild winter wonders of Alaska with Rod's Alaskan Guide Service, your gateway to unforgettable adventures right here in Fairbanks. Whether you're a seasoned outdoor enthusiast or a first-time adventurer, Rod's Alaskan Guide Service offers memorable and authentic experiences for everyone, including dog sledding, snow machining, ice fishing, and aurora viewing. At Rod's Alaskan Guide Service, their goal is for their seasoned guides to give each customer a peek into Alaska's wild side with a personal touch. So book your next adventure now at rodsalaskanguideservice.com or call 907-378-1851 for Rod's Alaskan Guide Service.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back to our show today. I am Bill Wright, the Director of Tourism and Meeting Sales over at Explore Fairbanks, and joining me is my friend and colleague Casey Gillum, who is also our another director, the director of communications at Explore Fairbanks. And we are talking with yet another one of our team, and that is Jesse Pfeffer. He's the meetings and convention sales and services manager over at Explore Fairbanks. And we're talking about meetings being hosted in Fairbanks, and we're about ready to get into the meat of the matter, which is, how does all this come together to benefit the community itself? And I think if you look at Explore Fairbanks' role in that connection point between people that are thinking of hosting a meeting and where do we go to host that meeting, whether they be in state or out of state, and then the people that can provide the services and the partners that we can connect. So that is through, in our case, in the case of the Meetings and Conventions Department, we can take those two connections, those two ends of the connection, and provide them the tools they need to do business. Right, Jesse?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us about how we work with local businesses, hotels and venues and our partners to create these compelling packages that compelling packages of services that meeting planners would find attractive. And this is kind of even beyond the fact that it's a world-class destination. We have the Aurora. It's a great outdoors, all the things that make us a great location. But the nuts and bolts, you're going to need a meeting space. You're going to need catering. You're going to need, hotel rooms and so on. How do we work with local businesses to pull that off?
Well, in kind of backing up on that question, so I see my job as a liaison between meeting planners, of course, and our hoteliers, support services, businesses, the partners that you're referring to. And so there are two realms of customers, and I serve them both. So it ultimately starts with communication and training, like I mentioned, especially with out-of-state meeting planners. My job is to teach them about the venues and the services that we have available here in Fairbanks and help them to imagine those possibilities on what their meeting in Fairbanks could look like. And then, of course, working with our local businesses to set ourselves up to exceed those expectations. Kind of giving some examples of some of those successful collaborations would be last March, we had the American Fisheries Society annual conference, and the meeting was mainly held at Westmark, but the planning committee, they had some desires to add a few evening receptions and really kind of incorporate the community in a lot of ways through socials and student activities through their conference. And so it had a lot of moving parts involved, a lot of coordination among UAF, state agencies, and several downtown businesses, such as Goldie's, Venue Fairbanks, Lavelle's Tap House, Morris Thompson Center, and the basement event space. And the end result was just a great experience had by all, just raving reviews from those meeting attendees, and as well as a great opportunity for those local business partners to really showcase their products and just do the best job that they always do.
And thanks to those different partnerships, and it sounds like the way that we've been able to connect them to the meeting planners can have some long-term benefits. They could continue to have relationships, you know, even mm-hmm. offline from Explore Fairbanks now that they've made those, business deals.
Certainly. And a lot of those meetings end up being annual events.
Right. That's true, too.
So they find Fairbanks, they love Fairbanks, and they stay.
Or at a minimum rotating like many of the in-state ones do.
Right. Yeah. Especially speaking of the American Fisheries Society one, their meeting is actually held in Seward this year. So we kind of set the bar a little high for their community.
Yeah. Yeah. We always like to see how that pans out.
Yeah. I want to ask you a follow-up question, sure. Jesse. You talked about being a liaison between the meeting planner and the hoteliers. I mentioned earlier a bid packet. So talk about when, like, the Fisheries Society, for mm-hmm. instance, first reaches out to us at Explore Fairbanks, says, I'm interested in hosting a meeting in Fairbanks. How do you start that relationship between the meeting planner and the hotelier?
Well, certainly.
And other services.
And our services,
of course. Let's not leave them out, too. There's more than just hotels that are important to meetings.
Right. So, I mean, first, it's the definite first step is really finding out what their needs are. So a lot of times the first kind of panicky need that a meeting planner will have is hotel room and space. So that's usually the first hurdle, hotel space and meeting space at times. But, when it comes to making those connections and the services that we provide, I really enjoy being that go-to guy and kind of that miracle worker that can get 30 rooms around solstice, or one of our busiest times of year, of course, as we know in Fairbanks.
Yeah, and I think one of the services that we offer that's really helpful is, you know, for people who are looking for hotel space and meeting space, we're kind of their one-stop location instead of them having to call 6 or 8 different locations, mm-hmm. sometimes
or
more.
18, yeah.
sometimes more. They can call us. Sure. We gather all that information and provide it to them. So they have it all in a succinct little,
a nice
little chart that I know you put together for them. I mean, I've been on the receiving mm-hmm. end of those charts too.
Yeah. Especially when we get responses from the hoteliers in those particular bid packets, we'll put rate information, any special amenities that the hotel has available to them, as well as all sorts of special things too. Perhaps meeting planners don't realize all the activities that we have in Fairbanks. So I'll throw some information about, you know, the activities that are going on at that particular time of year for them.
Yeah, some events and mm-hmm. things.
Yeah. And different events. And again, those support services to perhaps the hotel or the meeting space doesn't provide AV equipment. So we definitely have partners that we can do AV equipment, printing services. There's a lot that goes into a meeting.
Yeah. And I think especially, you know, you mentioned earlier that sometimes the people planning the meeting, that's not their first priority or their first job description mm-hmm. item or anything like that. So really having somebody who's more of an expert in the meeting space who can help walk them through this process of planning a meeting, mm-hmm. I think is also a very key role that you fill.
Oh, and such a stress reliever. I could just feel the stress coming off these folks as they just become relieved and like, oh yeah, we can rely on Explore Fairbanks for that because we've done all the research and we have those connections for you.
Yeah, exactly. So shifting gears a little mm-hmm. bit, how do you things change. Sure. We know that, especially we talked earlier about the pandemic and how things shifted throughout the pandemic and are continuing to shift. And we know that they're going to continue to shift as things change. But how do you stay informed? Kind of, you know, the meetings and conventions industry is a pretty specific one in some instances, but, you know, those trends and what our competitors are doing and what meeting planners are even looking for. How do you do that?
Yeah. So quite a few different ways, actually. So, of course, I stay involved as possible with locally those large markets that I was kind of talking about before, the local government agencies, university and tribal agencies are kind of definitely a big one. And just kind of keeping myself available to them. As of course, at Explore Fairbanks, we're also very involved in our local partnerships with organizations such as Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce, Rotary Clubs. And then as I go outside Alaska for our sales missions, I've definitely made new friends among colleagues who do similar roles and similar work in Colorado, Michigan, Washington, Oregon. And then, of course, not to mention our Alaskan friends at Visit Anchorage and Travel Juneau. They're great resources to kind of be kept aware on kind of those latest sales patterns, technology trends, which is huge in the meetings world for sure. And then just overall tips, just kind of enhance meetings here in Fairbanks.
It's great to have those relationships out there too, Jesse. And I think while you're relatively new in your role, you have all the right strategies in play, and you get to sort of see meetings come back after such a rock bottom place. Now, we're getting close to the end of our show today, but I do want to throw out maybe it's almost a question for both Casey and Jesse, and that is, you know, it can't all necessarily be done through sales missions and so on. So like in the same way that we do business to consumer advertising or B2C advertising, we also do some B2B advertising. And so, Casey, what advertising and public relations strategies have we been using that attracts meetings and conventions to Fairbanks?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Bill. We have this joke in our office at times that there's a magazine for everything. So small market meetings, large market meetings, meetings and conventions, Northwest,
meetings today,
meetings. There, you know, so there's a variety of meeting-specific publications that reach different groups of people that at times we have advertised in those in the past. Generally, they're associations that we are members of or are working with, or even in some instances where Jesse's getting ready to go to a trade show associated with that publication or organization. We try to work together in that. We've done some online advertising in that same realm focused on meeting planners. We have a meeting planner specific e-newsletter that goes out. And, you know, we try to keep in contact and just try to keep Fairbanks in front of some of those people. We know the relationship really comes through Jesse in the meetings and conventions department. And, you know, most people aren't going to choose to host their meeting in Fairbanks based on an ad, but it at least puts Fairbanks in their mind of it being a meeting location. Because I think, as Jesse alluded to earlier, some people don't think of it as a meeting location or maybe think that we don't have the amenities and the facilities that a meeting planner would need.
Right. Absolutely. And we're always changing. So there's good reasons to keep our destination out in front of the in front of different meeting planners, so they know that, oh, if there's like a new hotel that goes up or if there's a new attraction that's available, you're going to find out about it through Explore Fairbanks.
Most definitely.
So, Jesse, thank you for being our guest today. This is a wonderful chance for the community to dig a little bit deeper and learn about how meetings can impact the community and how Explore Fairbanks helps bring those different organizations and associations to Fairbanks to and bring their money in and frankly spend it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a figure that we have seen used over the years. It's probably gone up by now with inflation over the last few years, but I think $240 a head or at least a night for each individual, and that's kind of an average. So you can do the math. If you think about the hundreds and hundreds of people who have come over the last few years to Fairbanks, that economic impact runs deep. And we're so happy to have a great team out there keeping that economic engine afire. So thanks for joining us today, Jesse. And
my pleasure.
Thank you, Casey, for being my co-host. We're going to wrap it up, and we'll see you next time on Explore Fairbanks.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.